Welcome to Poland. U.S. soldiers side by side with Polish troops at a ceremony Thursday.
No challenge is too large to overcome. No distance is too far to cross when the need arises.
These are just the first of approximately 4,000 U.S. forces to arrive. Troops and tanks that began streaming into Poland this week in one of the largest deployments of American military forces in Europe since the Cold War. U.S. soldiers will also be deployed on a rotational basis to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary, all NATO states near or bordering Russia.
Our unit is here to enhance ties with our NATO allies and partners.
Russian officials have angrily branded the mission an aggressive Western buildup and a security threat.
One can say that this is not just a deadlocked path, but a path that provokes confrontation between our countries.
U.S. officials say the troop rotation has been in the works since last summer, aimed at reassuring U.S. allies in the region after Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine.
This deployment is defensive in nature. It is intended entirely to shore up our defenses along the eastern flank. It is motivated, at least in part, by some of the destabilizing and even escalatory actions that the Russian military has undertaken over the last year or so.
Now, a military move meant to calm allies has ratcheted up tensions among old Cold War foes.